program on the ancient Indian philosophy. Vedanta is proudly sponsored by Auckland Tamil Association.
Good morning, everyone. We will continue on page 76 from the book Vedanta Treatise, The Eternities by Swami Parthasarathy. This is page 76. People do not realize the beauty and grandeur of real work. They entertain worldly motives to work, develop desires and become attached to the objects of their desires. While trying to fulfill desires, they crave for fruits of their actions. In doing so, they pitch up and pursue self-imposed duties tirelessly and become bound by them. The result of their labor is suffering and sorrow in their lives. Instead, gain freedom and happiness. Cast off all selfish desire and worldly motive appended to your action. Render your work sacred. Surrender to the total plan of nature. Thy will be done should be your attitude to work, not my will be done. Your selfish desires and clingings render your business and life mundane. Work without attachment and craving is worship. That is the principle of renunciation. Why have any motive for work? Work itself is most rewarding, entertaining, blissful. Employ this simple principle of work in practical life. The wide world becomes your temple. All your activities become one divine chant. When you thus begin to work in a spirit of renunciation, the world returns your courtesy. Wealth and prosperity are at your door. That is the law. Remember, work is your creation. You impose duties upon yourself, but you are the ultimate master. Duty need not lord over you. You are your own lord. Not realizing this, you turn pale at the thought of duty, become a mere machine of duty, and get into a fever of doing, hurrying and worrying all the time. Impassioned by your responsibilities in life, duties and responsibilities threaten you, harass you day in and day out. You have created a Frankenstein of duty. That is ridiculous. Remember, your self-imposed duties and responsibilities are not indispensable. The world can take care of itself. It does not need your help, nor does it wait for your condescension. The world will go on and on. Nevertheless, work must you perform. You ought to take up work as a prince takes to sport, not as a drudgery or burden. Your life is one big game, full of fun and frolic. The most laborious undertaking pursued in the right spirit is found to be all play. Intense work undertaken, thus, is no work at all. That should be your attitude to work. Action performed in a spirit of detachment leads you to the state of perfection, to realization of your supreme self. Ironically, the scripture defines self-realization as a state of actionlessness, a state transcending all action. Actionlessness cannot be gained by merely renouncing actions, but by acting in a spirit of renunciation. You will have to plow through action to transcend action. Use the world to transcend the world. just as you use a thorn to remove a thorn embedded in your flesh. Hence, act on in the world with your mind fixed on the self. You are bound to reach the supreme state. So to summarize what the author is saying, see, there is a saying by one of the saints. It's in Hindi. I'll explain it to you. He says, Dina Bandhu Dinanath Meri Dori Tere Hath. In the sense, he is praising the Lord, saying, oh God, you know, you are so all merciful, but I give my whole life in your hands. Dina Bandhu Dinanath Meri Dori Tere Hath. Meri Dori means my whole life. I'm giving it to your hand. What does it mean? See, this is what he's trying to convey the entire two paragraphs in that one line. He's saying, I'll do perform my actions as obligations, but the result is in your hand. You take care of it. Because I don't know what all can go wrong or what all can go right. I can't control the outcome of my actions. What I can control is the way I perform the action. One way is to get involved and sucked into action, and you know, action lords over you. You create the actions, and they are like a Frankenstein, you know, like a monster. They take over you. But the other way of it is objectively perform the actions and leave the result. You know, if you do this, you'll understand how free life is. Everything that you take up, it is such a headache for you. But if you do it in a way of Vedantic, you know, syntax, it helps. It eases you. So he says, thy will be done. So T will be capital T, thy. Thy means he's referring to the Lord. Thy will be done, not my will be done. So the attitude should be, whatever I do, see, I have been given a talent. Everybody has some talent. Somebody has a talent. He likes to paint. Somebody is a good carpenter. Somebody is a good mechanic. Somebody is a good scientist or an astrophysicist. There are different talents. You have your talent. You spot the talent. Once you spot the talent, you work as according to obligations. But then the result is there is a grand scheme of things. The world is taken care of by some power. See, everything functions meticulously. All the living beings, they are dependent, and you know, they have a symbiotic relationship with each other. If you see these National Geographic channels or anything, you'll get to know more. Everything is connected. Why should a human be different? So there is some plan. We don't know what it is. What we know is what my talent is and what my obligations are, and just perform them. Forget about what is occurring. If you do the right things, you'll get the right result. Don't worry about the result. Forget about the result. See, one of the pictures I've seen in one of the temples recently, very symbolic. See, Hinduism is amazing in the sense everything is very symbolic. You need to have that view to pick it out. That view comes when you read Vedanta and these classes going on. Now, there is a picture of Lord Krishna, Balakrishna. He is holding a couple of fruits with a merchant lady is giving him fruits. And her whole attention is not on the fruits, not on the, what do you call, a truffle, a gamela that they say, and only on Lord Krishna. So she's giving the fruits to Lord Krishna and her whole attention is on Lord Krishna. And when you see the whole picture, her truffle is filled with gold. She is a merchant and her dress is all tattered. So she's not rich, but she's selling fruits. But her vision is on Lord Krishna, Balakrishna, not on the gold. So what does it symbolize? So you must have, you know, you must be inquisitive about these kind of things. What is happening? What are they trying to convey? See, you can interpret. So one of the better ways of interpretation that I've found out is very much related to what we have read. Fruit means what? Fruit of action. Fruit of action means success. So what is she doing? She is giving. She is giving the success, the part of success that everybody wants, that she wants. She's giving it to Lord Krishna. That means she's oblating the whole, you know, result to God. You take care of the result. I'm not concerned. My duty is to sell. You take care of the result. The effect is money, gold in the trough, which is a byproduct of right action. What generally people do is they are working for the gold. What Vedanta is saying is work for work's sake. Don't worry about the gold. Gold is immaterial. It'll come. It is automatic. If you do unselfish activities for a higher ideal, success and peace are byproducts. You're not looking for them. It comes in. You don't care. You care about your action. That's it. But if you care about success and you run about for peace and prosperity, it awaits you. That's the law. You go and catch hold of Lord Krishna or catch hold of the divine power. We are not very religious here. Not Lord Krishna. No. Anything. Any God. You catch hold of that superpower. Thy will be done. Success and peace is immaterial. It will come to you. But if you say, my will be done, it will evade you. That is the law. So that is what he is trying to explain. Next topic. Chronology of action. Just to summarize this, since we don't have enough time. Chronology of action, he is talking about four stages of action. So any action is preceded by a desire. Any desire is preceded by a thought. And all thoughts come out from your vasanas. So vasanas are your innate bent, your innate nature, which produces a thought, which produces flow of thoughts is a desire. And when it comes to a stage of desire, you want to act. So this is what we'll be talking about next class. So we'll conclude this today. As we mentioned last time, we have been conducting weekly classes on Sunday mornings from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. The contact person is Mr. Y. His phone number is 027-275-8266. 027-275-8266. And the place is Planet FM in Unitech Campus, Gate 1, Carrington Road. Planet FM, Unitech Campus, Gate 1, Carrington Road. Also visit us at vedantaworld.org, www.vedantaworld.org. Thank you.
Program on Vedanta. For more information on Vedanta studies, please contact Mr. Y. Ravindran on 027-275-8266.